minute. Hi again, everyone. Gene Elston here along with Lowell Pass, our producer Bob Boyne, and engineer Bob Green. And welcome to the final game here at Kohl Stadium. We have six games remaining following the day. All six will be on the road at San Francisco and Los Angeles. The starting pitchers for this afternoon's ball game for the Los Angeles Dodgers, it will be right-hander Don Drysdale. And going for our Kohl 45s will be right-hander Bob Bruce. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, leading off at shortstop, Dick Trzewski. Trzewski at short. Darryl Griffith will be in right field. Griffith in right. Willie Davis in center field. Davis in center. Tommy Davis in left field. Tommy Davis in left. John Roseborough will do the catching. Roseborough, the catcher. Ron Fairley at first base. Fairley on first. Nate Oliver at second base. Oliver at second. Bart Shirley at third base. Shirley at third. And Don Drysdale, a right-hander, will be on the mound for the Dodgers. Trzewski shortstop, Griffith right field, Willie Davis in center, Tommy Davis in left, John Roseborough the catcher, Fairley first base, Oliver at second, Shirley at third, and Drysdale will be on the mound. For the Colt 45s, leading off in left field, Al Spangler. Spangler in left field. Joe Morgan at second base. Morgan at second. Rusty Staub in right field. Staub in right. Walt Bond at first base. Bond at first. Bob Aspromonte at third base. Aspromonte at third. Jimmy Wynn in center field. Wynn in center. Eddie Casco at shortstop. Casco at short. Jerry Grody will do the catching. Grody the catcher. And Bob Bruce, a right-hander, will be on the mound. Spangler left field. Morgan second base. Staub right field. Bond first. Aspromonte third. Wynn center. Casco short. Grody catching. And Bruce will be on the mound. Well, inasmuch as this will be our final game at Kohl Stadium, and in 1965, opening in the new Dome Stadium here in Houston, and I hope that you fans were tuned in just a few moments ago when Lowell was reminiscing with Bob Aspromonte about opening day out here on April the 10th, 1962, when the Colt 45s opened for the first time in the National League in the stadium. And, of course, the Colt 45s won that day by the score of 11-2 against the Cubs. I thought you might be interested in the starting lineups on those days, so let me run them down for you. Starting for the Cubs that day on April the 10th, 1962, Lou Brock was in center field. Ken Hubbs was at second base. Billy Williams in left field. Ernie Banks on first. George Altman in right field. Ron Santo was at third. Elder White was at shortstop. Kuno Berrigan was the catcher. And Don Cardwell did the pitching for the Cubs. Houston's starting lineup on April the 10th of 1962. Bob Aspromonte, third. Al Spangler, center field. Roman Mejias, right field. Norm Larker, first base. Jim Pendleton, left field. Hal Smith was the catcher. Joey Amalfitano at second base. Don Budden at shortstop. And Bobby Shantz was the starting pitcher, and he went all the way for the Colt 45s, and Houston won the ball game 11-2. Ernie Banks had a home run for the Cubs that day. Mejias had two home runs, and Hal Smith had one. The Colt 45s out-hit the Cubs on that opening day by 13-5. The Cubs, before the afternoon was over, used a total of five pitchers. Cardwell, as I mentioned, started. Dave Girard was on. Barney Schultz did some pitching for the Cubs. Jack Warner, and also Al Leary. So that's a brief recap on a cloudy day in 1962, opening day April the 10th. And this is the wrap-up out here today. We might mention also the umpires on that day. The umpire-in-chief for the plate umpire that day was Dusty Bogus. Stan Landis was at first, Vinnie Smith at second, and Mel Steiner, the umpire, at third. And this will wrap it up out here today. The final game in Kohl Stadium, and there go the Colt 45s out on the field. Pitching this finale here at Kohl Stadium today will be Bob Bruce. Bob taking his walk out to the mound now. He will be out after his 15th win of the year. If Bob can chalk up number 15 today, he will become the winningest pitcher in Colt 45 history for a single season, as he holds the record of 14 now, along with Dick Farrell, who won 14 last year. Now the Westbury High School Band from Houston, our national anthem. Cloudy day out here at Kohl Stadium. We have had a few sprinkles of rain, but that's all. We have quite a strong wind that's blowing out to right field today, which is unusual, and it's about 10 miles an hour. 82 degrees the temperature, and the humidity stands at 70%. And here's the lead batter now for the Los Angeles Dodgers, right-handed batter Dick Trzaskowski to face Bob Bruce. Here's the windup by Bob, and the first pitch of the final game on the way, and it's too high for ball one. Slow curveball, one ball, no strikes. Trzaskowski is hitting 250, has one homer and 24 runs batted in. Joe Becker coaching on first base for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Pete Reischer down on third base. Swinging a foul by Trzaskowski, a tap back to the screen off the right side. Al Spangler left field, Jimmy Wynn in center, and Rusty Staub in right. Bob Aspromonte at third base, Eddie Casco at short. Joe Morgan second base, and Walbond on first, and Jerry Grody is the catcher. Bob Bruce, 14 wins, 9 losses on the mound for the Colt 45s. Here's the windup down, the pitch to Trzaskowski, and there's a line drive left field. Spangler can't get it, base hit. So Trzaskowski has opened the ballgame with a line single in the left field. That'll bring up Darryl Griffith now, the right fielder.
Right fielder, number 26.
Griffith is hitting 279 with 4 homers and 19 runs batted in. Umpire behind the plate today is Tony Vinson. Lee Wires at first. Jocko Conlon at second base, and Doug Harvey is umpiring down on third. Starting to sprinkle a little bit now. Here's the stretch and a look over to first base. Bond holding up against Trzaskowski. There he started to go on that one. He took it high and outside. They're watching for the punt on that one, and both Bond and Aspromonte moved in on it. But he takes it high and outside, ball one. Darryl Griffith, the left-handed batter. Might mention here, in case you missed the interview between Lowell and Bob Aspromonte before the game, that only two players are in this ballgame for Houston that opened in 1962. There's a pop bunt foul back up and over the screen into the box seats, and it's one ball, one strike. On opening day of 1962, Bob Aspromonte was at third, as he is out here today, and Al Spangler was in center field, and Al is playing left today. One ball, one strike. Trzaskowski is single to left field, and Willie Davis will be up next. Still watching for that bunt. Now Aspro shaded a bit off third base. Here's the stretch by Bruce, a check on his runner at first base. There's a foul, a big swing that time, not bunting on that one. He fouled it back up against the screen, and it's one and two. Oh, the Braves just got another one, not that they need it, but Joe Torre has hit a home run in the eighth inning with nobody on. That's 14-4 now. 14-4, Milwaukee leading in the top of the eighth, and the Braves are still batting. That is five pitchers now that Mock has used today. Jack Balshan into the eighth inning. Here's the one and two stretch by Bob Bruce. Swinging a miss, and he struck him out. But Darryl Griffith goes down swinging, and there's one out here in the first, and that will bring up the center fielder, Willie Davis. That's the 130th strikeout for Bruce this year. He leads the club in that department. And now here's Willie Davis batting 295. He bats left. 12 homers and 73 runs batted in. One out, and Trzaskowski, who singled the left field, is on first base. Here's the stretch by Bob, and a check on his runner over there. Pitch on the way to Willie Davis, and a big swing at that one, and he missed it, and a strike one. One strike. Bruce's first victory over Los Angeles this year was a score of 2-1, and his other victory also was a one-runner when he shut out the Dodgers by a score of 1-0. So both of Bob's wins have been real tight ball games. One strike, the count on Willie Davis. Here's the stretch again by Bruce. There's a high pop off the left side, right in fair territory. Espromonte down the line, halfway to third, two down. Willie Davis pops up to third base, two away. Here's the left fielder, Tommy Davis. He was had a real good night out here in the first night of the series on Friday night. Two outs, Trzaskowski on first base. This is by far the best year that Bruce has ever had in the major leagues. His previous high win total was in 62, his first year with Houston, when he won 10 and lost 9. Bruce has defeated every club in the National League this year at least once, except St. Louis. Here's Tommy Davis hitting 275. He bats right-handed. Trzaskowski on first, started to go, and then held up. Ground ball to the shortstop, Eddie Casco. Eddie goes on to second base to Morgan to retire the side. Well, that's it for the Dodgers in the top of the first, as Trzaskowski is forced short to second base. No runs and one hit. There were no errors. One man left on. Top of the first inning, the Los Angeles Dodgers nothing, and the Colt 45s are coming to bat.
Taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco at its best. The taste that millions like. Great taste was born the day they made this famous Lucky blend. And it's a fact, each Lucky's packed with fine tobacco, end to end. Taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
What makes Lucky Strike so popular with people who smoke for taste? The answer's simple. Lucky's bring you the great taste of fine tobacco at its best. That's because Lucky's are blended with fine tobacco. Fine tobacco from one end of that cigarette to the other. If you're a smoker and you smoke for taste, remember, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and that means great taste. So taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Why not buy a carton? Right-hander Don Drysdale up for the Dodgers here this afternoon. He'll be looking at Al Spangler, Joe Morgan, and Rusty Staub in the bottom half of the first. Drysdale is 18 victories this year against 15 defeats. Here's Spangler batting left-handed. He's hitting 248. Al has hit four homers and has driven in 36 runs so far. Still getting a light sprinkle out here as we start the bottom of the first. Drysdale, a big fella, he stands 6'6", weighs 210 pounds. Don is 28 years old. Here's the windup now, and the first pitch on the way to Spangler. There's a strike on the outside corner of the belt, to strike one. Joe Morgan will be up next. One hit in the ball game, top of the first inning by the shortstop, Dick Trzaskowski. Here's the pitch on the way again now, and Al takes it low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike, one and one count. Drysdale has defeated Houston twice this year and has lost once. And his lifetime record against the Colt 45s is 5 wins, 4 losses. One ball, one strike on Spangler. Joe Morgan will be up next. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to third. Bart Shirley has it. Quick throw to first, low, and fairly dug it out. And Spangler is out at first base, third to first. That'll bring up Joe Morgan now with one down. Let's take a look at the defensive alignment here for the Dodgers today. Tommy Davis is in left, Willie Davis in center, and Darryl Griffith is in right field. Bart Shirley at third, Dick Trzaskowski at shortstop, Nate Oliver second base, and Ron Farrelly on first with John Roseboro, the catcher. Jim Busby coaching at third for Houston. And Sam Adair is coaching at first. Here's the windup, and the pitch on the way now by Drysdale. There's the ball, it's in too high to Morgan, ball one. Joe is hitting 0-56, little left-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. Here's the windup now, the next pitch into Morgan, and he takes it just a little bit too high for ball two. It's 2-0. Drysdale holds one shutout over Houston this year, winning by a score of 6-0. And his other victory over the Colt 45s was by a score of 5-2. Here's the 2-0 windup into Morgan, and Joe laces one to the second baseman. A one hopper to Nate Oliver, and on to Fairley, two down. So the first two Houston batters have bounced out. Spangler and Morgan, and now here's Rusty Staub. The one game that Bruce has lost, or rather that Drysdale has lost to Houston this year, was the night that Bruce shut out Los Angeles 1-0, and Drysdale was the losing pitcher that night. Here's Rusty hitting 202 with six homers and 32 runs batted in. And the windup down, the first pitch to Rusty, and Rusty pops it up in the infield. That's a real high one off the first base side, and Ron Fairley calling for it now on the edge of the infield grass, and that retires the side. Three up and three down for Houston, first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of one inning of play here at Kohl Stadium this afternoon, Los Angeles nothing and Houston nothing. Say, all you cigarette smokers, have you ever tasted fine tobacco at its best? Well, you have if you've ever smoked a Lucky Strike. You see, every Lucky is blended with fine tobacco from one end of that cigarette to the other. You know what LSMFT stands for. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Well, that means great taste, so why not do this? Taste fine tobacco at its best. Just look for the pack with the big red bullseye. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
Taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco at its best. The taste that millions like. Great taste was born the day they made this famous Lucky blend. And it's a fact, each Lucky's packed with fine tobacco end to end. Taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
Now we're moving on to the first half of the second inning now, and the lead batter will be John Roseboro for the Dodgers. Ron Fairley and Nate Oliver will follow. No score. Roseboro is a left-handed batter. He's hitting 284, three homers and 42 runs batted in. One hit off Bruce, a lead single by Trzuski in the first inning. Roseboro goes for that slow pitch and pops it up into the seats off the left side. Strike one. That one almost went through an umbrella. One strike. Ron Fairley will bat next, top of the second. Outfield is, well, Wynn is straight away in center. Staub is pulling Roseboro in right, though. Curveball low inside, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 count. Bruce has pitched 190 innings, allowed 186 hits, and Bob's ERA is 2.89 as he starts today, making his 29th start of the year. Here's the pitch. Roseboro hits a long foul to right field. Ooh, he got a hold of that one. Way off the end of the stands down the right field line, foul ball 1-2. Bruce, in his 28 previous starts, has gone the distance 8 times, and his 8 complete games is high on our staff. Here's the 1-2 windup down, the pitch on the way to Roseboro. There's a ball outside, ball 2, strike 2. One of the reasons for Bob's good year, we have mentioned before, is the fact that his control has been excellent. He has given up only 31 walks in 191 innings this year. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Roseboro now. There's a fly ball right field. It's deep, and Staub is over for it on the run. He's going to get it. Makes the catch on it in deep right center field. One down. So Roseboro drives one to deep right center, taken by Rusty Staub. And here's Ron Fairley, the first baseman. Fairley is hitting 257, left-handed batter also, with 10 homers and 72 runs batted in. One out, nobody on base. Nothing for Los Angeles, nothing for Houston. Here's the windup by Bruce and the pitch on the way now, and Fairley takes a strike around the knees. Well, let's check these scores now. I want to keep you posted all afternoon on them because, as most of you know, they're very important. Braves are still way out in front of Philadelphia in their ball game today, low inside, one ball, one strike. Milwaukee 14, Philadelphia 4 now, with the Phillies batting in the bottom half of the eighth. Tony Kloninger was the starting pitcher for the Braves. He was taken out in the eighth inning, has just been removed, incidentally. Ball inside. And Jim Bunning started for Philadelphia, but was knocked out in the fourth. Joe Torre has homered for the Braves in the eighth with nobody on. John Callison has homered twice, and he has just picked up the fifth run for Philadelphia with an eighth inning home run. Swing and a foul ball. Ball two, strike two on Fairley. So that is now Milwaukee 14 and Philadelphia 5, with the Phillies still batting in the bottom of the eighth. Ball two and strike two on Fairley. One out, nobody on base. Nate Oliver will bat next for the Dodgers here now in the top of the second inning. Bruce goes into his windup, and the pitch on the way to Fairley. He just about got him on that one. He checked just in time. High inside pitch, but he almost went for it. Three balls, two strikes. Cincinnati beat New York for their eighth win in a row in the first game of their doubleheader, 4-1. Jim O'Toole won his 17th game, and Tracy Stollard was the loser. He's the first major league pitcher to lose 20 this year. Foul ball up in the seats off the left side by Fairley, and the count holds at 3-2. No home runs in that first game at New York. So the Reds now have won eight games in a row. They have won 11 of their last 12 games. The second game is just getting started. Joey Jay will go for the Reds. Galen Sisko for New York. At this moment, the Reds and the Phillies are tied for first place. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. So Fairley goes out on strikes, two away, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Nate Oliver. That's the second strikeout for Bruce today. He got Griffith in the first. First portion of this afternoon's broadcast is being sent your way by the American Tobacco Company, makers of Lucky Strike cigarettes. Here's Oliver. He bats right, two outs, nobody on, hitting 249. 20 runs batted in for this little right-handed batter. Bruce's first pitch to him is outside of the letters, ball one. St. Louis, 3, and Pittsburgh nothing at the end of 5. Roger Craig against Vernon Law in that one. And the Cubs defeated San Francisco 4-1 in the first game of their doubleheader today. There was a pretty good pitching attraction there. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Oliver now. There's a high foul. No play on that one. Back up into the seats. One ball, one strike. Larry Jackson defeated Juan Marichal in that first game. Cubs won it 4-1. Jackson won his 23rd game of the year. Marichal is a 20-game winner. He's 20-8 now, and Jackson is 23-10. It was nothing and nothing until the Cubs scored all four runs in the eighth inning. And the Giants came back with one in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Oliver. Call strike on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 1-2. Yankees did not score in the 11th inning. And New York and Washington are still tied 2-2 with the Senators batting in the bottom half of the 11th. Whitey Ford started for New York, removed in the 8th, and Benny Daniels started for Washington, taken out in the 11th inning. Mickey Mantle homered in the 7th with nobody on for New York, and Don Zimmer hit one for Washington in the 8th with nobody on. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Oliver now. Ground ball in the hole. Casco backhands it, can't get it. That'll probably be a base hit. Ball got away from Casco, going back into the hole. Got a glove on it. It hit the heel of his glove and bounced up his arm, and Oliver is safe at first. So with two outs, I doubt that Casco could have made the play on Oliver had he picked it up. Let's see what the official score says. So there are two outs now, and here's Bart Shirley. They're going to give him an error on it. That is officially charged as an error on Casco. That's only about the 15th error on Casco this year. So it's a boot on the Houston shortstop, Eddie Casco. And now here's Bart Shirley. There's a lob over to first base. Shirley is hitting 306. Bats right-handed. Five runs batted in. No score. Top of the second inning. The Dodgers have their second base runner on now. And Oliver takes and breaks on the first pitch. There's a ground ball right back up the middle, and Morgan forced him on it. Well, he put that one in a good spot. Joe was standing on the bag when he caught that ground ball on the hit and run. So Shirley is safe at first, and Oliver is forced out unassisted by the second baseman, Joe Morgan. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, one error. One man was left on base. Bottom of the second coming up now. Dodgers nothing. Colt 45's nothing. Here's a final on that Washington game. The Senators won it. Washington has defeated New York 3-2 in 11 innings, and that snaps the Yankees' 11-game winning string. Hal Renneff was the loser. Ronnie Klein the winner for Washington. Home runs by Mickey Mantle and Don Zimmer. The Baltimore Orioles defeated Cleveland this afternoon 4-0, a three-hit shutout by Robin Roberts for his 12th win of the year, and Sonny Siebert lost it for Cleveland. And Norm Seaburn had a home run for the Orioles in the fourth with one on. Chicago has scored a run in the top of the first at Kansas City. That game has just started. Joel Horland against Blue Moon Odom in that one. And at the end of 6.5 with the Tigers batting in the bottom of the 7th, Tigers 3, Boston nothing. Bill Mon-Bouquet for the Red Sox, Joe Sparma for Detroit. And Bill Bruton had a home run for Detroit in the 5th with nobody on. And Minnesota-Los Angeles has not yet started. So New York's lead has been trimmed now to 3 games. In the American League race, as Baltimore has won 4-0, and the Yankees have lost 3-2. And the White Sox are just playing now, just started. San Francisco, Chicago, no score at the end of 3. The Phillies picked up 2 runs in the 8th inning. It's now 14-6, Milwaukee going into the 9th inning. And no score yet on Cincinnati, New York, 2nd game. And at the end of 6 innings, the Cardinals lead Pittsburgh 3-0. Here's Walt Bond now, leading off in the bottom half of the 2nd. Here's Walt Bond. He's hitting 256, 20 home runs and 83 runs batted in. Here's the windup by Drysdale on the pitch now. There's a high pop foul off the left side. No chance, though, for Shirley to get it. Going back up into the 1st or 2nd row back of the Houston dugout. We just had a scoring change on the ground ball hit by Nate Oliver. Changed that error to Casco to a base hit for Nate Oliver. So that's the 2nd hit off Bruce. He erased the error on Casco, and credit Oliver with an infield single. 1 strike now. Here's the pitch by Drysdale, and it's low and outside. 1-1. No score, bottom half of the 2nd inning. Bond will be followed by Bob Aspromonte and Jimmy Wynn. Here's the 1-1 pitch now. There's a high pop-up left side. Shortstop Dick Drazewski just off the left side of 2nd on the infield grass, and there's 1 down. So Bond has opened the 2nd by popping to short. And here is Aspro now with 1 out.
Third baseman, number 14.
Been 2 hits in the ballgame so far, and the Dodgers have both of them. Well, the sprinkles have stopped now. A little blue sky overhead. Here's Aspro. He's hitting 283, 12 homers, and 66 runs batted in. First pitch to him is inside, up around the letters for 1-1. 1-0. Drysdale, in 305 innings this year, has struck out 227 batters and has issued 62 bases on balls. Drysdale has pitched 21 complete games this year. This is his 39th start. Ground ball back in the hole. Drazewski there, though. There's the throw to first, and they got him. So Aspromonte got it down to the hole over to Trzuski's right, but he fielded the ball easily and came up with it. So Aspro has bounced out short to first. Here's Jimmy Wynn now. Wynn is hitting 215, 4 homers and 14 runs batted in. 2 outs, nobody on base, last half of the 2nd inning. 28-year-old right-hander from Van Nuys, California, doing the pitching for the Dodgers today, Don Drysdale. Wynn got a hold of one deep left field, but Tommy Davis is back quickly to hold it in to retire the side. Well hit ball, but Davis went back and dragged it down. 3 up and 3 down. But Drysdale retires the 1st 6 men to face him out here today. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And our ball game now goes to the 1st half of the 3rd, with the score Los Angeles 0 and Houston 0.
Taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco at its best. The taste that's famous like. Great taste was born the day they made this famous Lucky Blend. And it's a fact, each Lucky's packed with fine tobacco. End to end, taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Smoke a Lucky Strike. It's a fact, each Lucky's packed with fine tobacco. End to end, taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And that means great taste.
First half of the 3rd inning, we've had a little bit of a wind shift out here now, not too much. It seems to occasionally blow in from center field toward the plate. We mentioned earlier that the wind today is blowing from the left field corner to the right side, which is just the opposite of the normal prevailing winds out here. Here's the first pitch to Drysdale, bounces to 3rd, Aspro up with it on the grass, throw to 1st, and there's 1 down. So Drysdale, a 179 hitter with 1 homer, 8 runs batted in, bounces out 3rd to 1st. That'll bring up the top of the batting order, Dick Trzewski. One out, nobody on base. Score, nothing, nothing, third inning. Aspromonte has had only 11 errors this year at third base. And the National League record for the fewest number of errors in a season by a third baseman is held jointly by Aspromonte and Stan Hack of the Chicago Cubs. Trzewski takes a strike up around the letters, and that is 13. The record was originally set by Hack of the Cubs in 1937 and tied in 62 by Aspromonte. And up to this point, Aspro has committed only 11 errors. Here's the pitch now. High, and it's one ball, one strike. Fastball. One out, nobody on. Darryl Griffith will be up next. Bob Bruce and Don Drysdale. Bruce has a sign again now from Jerry Grody, and here's the 1-1 pitch, and Trzewski takes just a little bit high again for ball two, and it's 2-1. Ball two, strike one. Outfield shaded just a bit off the right side for Trzewski. Here's the pitch now. Curveball, and that's popped up off the left side of the plate, back by the screen. Now Grody back, but he can't get it. Hits up on top of the wire, almost directly behind the plate, and it's ball two, strike two. Here at Kohl Stadium this year, in the first eight games between Houston and Los Angeles, the Dodgers have taken six. And the Dodgers have already clinched the season series, winning nine against Houston's five. We still have three more games to play next weekend at Dodger Stadium. Ball two, strike two. One out, Drysdale has bounced to third. And Trzewski singled his first time. A 2-2 pitch on the way, popped up, back by the shortstop Eddie Casco, over by second base. And just behind the bag, a little bit shaded over by the second base side, two down. Trzewski pops to short. Here's Darryl Griffith now with two outs.
Number 26, the right fielder, Darryl Griffith.
Griffith, the left-handed batter, struck out his first time up. Two outs, nobody on, nothing and nothing. Here's the windup by Bruce now, and the pitch on the way, and there's a swing and a miss, and a strike one. Gold 45s going into play today are four games ahead of their 1963 pace. 45s have won 64 games, lost 91. A year ago at this time, Houston had won 60 and lost 95. Four games on the plus side there. Here's the pitch to Griffith now, and a swing and a miss. Got him on a slip pitch or change, and it's strike two. In the games behind column, 45s are 10 games closer to first place than they were a year ago at this time. Here's the two-strike pitch to Griffith, now fastball, and he punches a foul high and up into the seats off the third base side, and the count holds at two strikes. Two-strike count now on Darryl Griffith as Drysdale has bounced out and Trzewski has popped a shortstop. Bob Wines again now. Here's the pitch on the way, and he struck him out. Got him on a curveball low inside. That's the third strikeout for Bruce today. So three up and three down here for the Dodgers in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And the score now, Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing as we go into the bottom half of the third. If you're a cigarette smoker, here's a question for you. Have you tried a Lucky lately? If not, just remember this. When you taste a Lucky, you taste fine tobacco at its best. After all, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And that means great taste. It means when you light up a Lucky, you get rich, full, enjoyable flavor. So have yourself a reunion with a great cigarette. Get together with the Red Bullseye and taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
Taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco at its best. The taste that brilliant's like. Great taste was born the day they made this famous Lucky blend. And it's a fact, each Lucky's packed with fine tobacco. End to end, taste fine tobacco at its best. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
Last half of the third inning now. Phillies batting in the bottom of the ninth now. 14-6, Braves leading, and this is the Phillies' last chance. Eddie Casco will lead off for the Colt 45s. Jerry Grody and Bob Bruce will follow here in the bottom of the third. Casco is hitting 247 with 22 runs batted in. 16 doubles and one triple for Eddie so far this year. Here's Drysdale's windup and the first pitch to Casco, and Eddie takes a strike above the knee, strike one. Drysdale has retired the first six men to face him. No score, third inning. Jerry Grody in the on-deck circle off the left side. Here's the pitch now. Eddie started to go, and he took a strike. That's right up around the belt, and it's 0-2. Two strikes on Casco, lead batter, third inning. This is the ninth year that Drysdale...
KPRC, Houston.
Ball, it's over but low. He started out with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1956 after spending a couple seasons in the minor leagues. He's won 141 games and lost 105 in the nine seasons. And he has 18 wins, 15 losses today. And the 1-2 pitch now to Eddie Casco. Curveball, tapped foul up against the screen off the right side. And the count holds at one ball and two strikes. One and two count. Outfield is pretty well straight away here for Casco. Here's the windup by Drysdale and the next pitch to Casco. Fastball, ground ball in the hole. Trzuski back deep, throw to first base, and they just got him on a close play at first. That's the second time that Trzuski has had to go back in the hole to throw out a runner, Aspromonte, in the second inning, and now he gets Casco to open the third. Here's Jerry Grody, the Houston catcher, hitting 183. Three homers and 24 runs batted in. It's interesting to note that going into play today, the Phillies' magic number to clinch the pennant was 7, and in just a few moments, it could be that Cincinnati will have that magic number. Here's the windup and the pitch now. There's a swing by Grody and a foul off the left side. In case you've joined us late, the Phillies are losing their first game, and Cincinnati has already won their first game. Their eighth consecutive win, incidentally. And they're playing the second game now at New York, just getting underway. One strike. Here's the pitch to Grody now, and he starts to go, and he checks it. And it's one ball and one strike, 1-1 count. The magic number in the American League is still 4, because the Yankees have lost their game, and Baltimore has won. One ball, one strike pitch. There's a swing and a miss by Grody. Pitch up around the letters, and it's one ball and two strikes. Last half of the third, Houston nothing, Los Angeles nothing. Grody hits one to right field. Darrell Griffith there, though, and he hauls it down. Well hit line drive into right. Griffith moving quickly to his right to make the catch. So with two down, that will bring up the Houston pitcher, Bob Bruce.
49ers pitcher, number 30, Bob Bruce.
Bob is hitting 186. He has one run batted in, one double. Outfield does not pull him. Left fielder Tommy Davis way over in left center field. Here's Drysdale's first pitch to Bruce. Bob taps the first one. The third baseman, Bart Shirley, cuts in front of Trzuski. Easy play at first base to retire the side. So Drysdale gets nine batters in a row. He retires the side in order for the first three innings. And that's all for Houston here now in the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And the score now at the end of three innings of play is Los Angeles nothing and Houston nothing. There have been only two hits today, and the Dodgers picked up both of them, a single by Trzuski in the first and a single by Nate Oliver in the second inning. Oliver's was an infield hit. And as I just mentioned, the 45s have been retired in order through the first three innings without a strikeout by Don Drysdale. So as we start the fourth inning out here this afternoon, our final day at Colt Stadium, the score is Los Angeles nothing and Houston nothing, and right here in the fourth inning, let's hear from Lowell Pass.
All right, Gene, thank you very much, and hi again, everybody. Two fine right-handers battling it out here in the final game for the Colts at home for this year, the final game regularly scheduled at Colt Stadium ever. Bob Bruce for the 45s and Don Drysdale for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The peg has been made to second base, time for batter up. And the leadoff batter here on the top of the fourth inning is Willie Davis, a left-hand hitter. He popped to Aspromonte at third base in the first inning. Willie batting at 295. Very good all-around ball player, great speed. He has 73 runs batted in on the season. Here's Bruce with the pitch now, and the first one swung on and missed, strike one. Willie Davis will take a cut ball. It's a do or die sort of a swing. He can be fooled quite frequently. And the pitch, bouncing in there, on back to the wire. Ball one and strike one. To show you the speed of Willie, he's stolen 36 bases this year, behind Maury Wills, of course, in the total number of stolen bases, and been thrown out 14 times. He struck out 55 times on the season. Outfield playing him to pull deep. The wind is blowing this way now, changing around just a little bit. Here's the pitch from Bob, high. On upstairs for ball two and strike one. If you dial in a little late, there is no score, two hits in the game, and the Dodgers have those. And we have on the infield Aspromonte and Casco, the left side, to the right side, Morgan and Bond. And Bruce's pitch swung on, and he shaves it on the top side, fouling it in against Grody, who sort of keels over there. And Jerry gets up now. Trainer Ewell out quickly. Grody limping a little bit. It could have been that it got him on the leg, the right leg up just above the knee. Or it could have been at the top of the shoe now, where he's flexing the right foot just a little bit. Ball two and strike two. Tommy Davis will be the on-deck man, and John Roseberry to bat third here. Nothing and nothing. Grody down to the crouch again. Got a real fine crowd here for a threatening afternoon in Houston. And you good people in Louisiana, we've got a lot of your people over here. They were over for the big football game last night. Ball two, strike two. Bruce's pitch swung on. He reached for a high one and fouled it back to the left. And Grody running it down, but it clears the wire. And a ball two, strike two count. Bob Bruce, having pitched 190 and one-third innings, with 14 wins and 9 defeats. And his earned run average is 289. And his mound opponent, 219 on the earned run average. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on a high one, hit down the right field line, cutting back over into the seats, though, I believe. Both Morgan and Rusty letting up on the run. It's into the boxes. Ball two and strike two. Well, bulletin final score, Milwaukee defeated Philadelphia 14-8. The Phillies got two more runs in the ninth inning. 8 runs, normally enough to win most any ball game, of course, and Callison had a 2-run homer in the ninth inning. No one can say he didn't do his share. He had 3 home runs in the ball game and drove in 4 of their 8 runs with homers. A chain swung on it down to Bond in foul territory, just inches over that line. Ball two and strike two. Cloninger, who started but was relieved by Olivo in the eighth, was the winning pitcher. Cloninger became an 18-game winner today, 14 losses. Bunning was the starting pitcher, and he was belted. Lost his 7th. He's won 18. So the story, in case you didn't hear or couldn't find it, recorded anywhere today, why, it's a tight race in the National League. There's a swing and a miss, and he bruised him one time. Davis goes down swinging. And it's the 4th strikeout recorded by Bob Bruce.
Well, the left fielder, Tommy Davis.
Tommy Davis forced a man retiring the side of the first inning up again. 275 hitter and has 14 homers. One of them came in the first game of the series. On Friday night, he hit it way up into the seats in left center. Here's the pitch from Bruce. Swung on and drive into center field. Back a bit towards right center. Wynn over and Rusty Staub coming in. And it's going to be Rusty, I believe, in front of Jimmy Wynn. And Rusty lost his cap, but he hangs on to that baseball. Almost colliding out there. Jim Wynn and Rusty Staub. 2 men are out. And John Roseborough. Well, the story, I guess, on center fielding is that you go get anything that you can get, roaming far and wide. And Rusty figuring, well, I just don't want to let anybody slip up out there, take any chances. No question about the improvement of Jimmy Wynn and Rusty on the defensive out there. John Roseborough flying into right field in the second inning. Left-hand batter, Bruce Pitch, is high for ball one. Roseborough hitting at 283 this time around, and he has 42 runs batted in. Johnny's hit 3 homers. No score in the game. You've just dialed us in, and we're in the first of the 4th inning, and Bruce brings on the pitch. Swung on, fouled up and back. It's out of play. So the count is ball one and strike one.
team batting average for the Dodgers is 250, 250. And the opposing batsmen against their pitchers have hit 234. There's a changeup fouled off into the crowd to the left side. That time, Roseboro got out a little early, committing himself, and then more or less following through. Ball one and strike two. The Houston earned run average.